And then, of course, he always wanted to go back to Europe because it was a pretty miserable existence.
He didn't want to go back to Cape?
No, apparently not. I don't know why. He wanted to go back to Europe. And they toured around Europe.
This is when?
This must have been about 1910.
Well, they went to...
About 1911 or 12. We went to Europe and toured around. We went to Berlin, and I remember seeing the Kaiser on horseback riding in a parade. It just came back to me.
In where?
In Berlin.
In Berlin.
Berlin. And they decide. My father decided on Stuttgart because it was beautiful country in the south of Germany. It was overnight by train to Berlin, to Vienna, to Paris. He bought a practice, and we had a lovely apartment on the Hölderlin Platz. Hölderlin is a German poet, they named it after him. And his office was on the Schlossstrasse, which is Palace Street. Schloss is palace.
So you were really in Swakopmund only about 2 or 3 years?
2 or 3 years, that's right.
Because you have 1910 to 1912?
That's right. In about 1912 we went to Germany. He started a very successful practice. I remember we had a lovely Blüthner piano. And then in August 1914, the war broke out. And, of course, in the meantime, my father had become a British subject in South Africa. And so he was immediately interned in Ruhleben. And the clearinghouse for Ruhleben was Spandau, which is the prison where all the Nazi criminals were. And I remember his telling us that he was sitting in the cell before they took him to Ruhleben. Ruhleben is actually an old racetrack, and they converted the barracks of the places where they kept the horses, they converted those into living quarters for the prisoners. There were approximately 4,000 civil prisoners there. Of course, the concentration camps did not have the ominous ring that they did in World War II. They were treated reasonably decently. They were subjected to the usual patriotic hatred by the Germans, of course.
Do you have any idea why Germany was selected? Why Stuttgart as opposed to...
Well, first of all, my father spoke German fluently, of course, although he spoke English quite well at the same time. No, he didn't speak Afrikaans. So it was natural that having been born in Germany, he would be able to practice with greater success, I think, in a country where he controlled the language. He might have gone to Vienna, but as it happened, they liked Stuttgart because it was a cultural center and it was beautiful country. And that was the reason, as far as I can gather. And then, of course, when he was interned, everything was lost immediately. I don't know what happened to the money. I think he'd put the money into furniture and buying a practice. I think he bought a practice in Cape Town. He bought a practice in Stuttgart.
All that money?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it all. You see,
interesting that... Interesting to know.
Now, it would be interesting to know.
It sounds like more money than it would take to establish a practice at that time.
Yes, I really don't know what happened to all that money. We lived on it, of course, also for some time, because while he was in the internment camp, he had no income at all. He was in the internment camp about between 2 and 2.5 years. And then he was allowed out, because the Germans by that time, their manpower had been rather depleted by the war, so that they needed professional people, and he was allowed to practice under police supervision.
But now this... Internment was because he was a British subject, not because he was Jewish?
No, because he was a British subject. It had nothing to do with that, no. There was latent anti-Semitism, but it never went to the heights that it went during the Nazis.
It was a little like what they did in the U.S. with the Japanese.
Exactly. Yes, I mean, there was a certain amount of hostility, and of course there was the usual spy mania. Mm-hmm. Now,
Were you playing the piano at all?
Mm-hmm.
Were you beginning?
I began in Stuttgart under my mother's... Under my mother's tuition.
What did she play?
She played the piano quite well as an amateur, and my father, of course, was an excellent amateur violinist, which was one of the things, I think, that brought them together in the first place. And I well remember going to sleep many a night, in Swakopmund even, and the very first piece that I remember was the Romance in F by Beethoven, and it goes like this. forth. I'm sure all your musical friends will recognize that.